Well, I picked up my suit for the wedding. Now I just have to figure out what you guys are going to be wearing.
We'd be wearing a big smile if we didn't have to go.
I'm the only one of my sisters who can make it. We have to represent the Patterson girls.
A lifelong dream of mine.
Oh, come on. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be torture. We'll be near one of the best water skiing lakes in Michigan, and we'll be stuck with our boring relatives the whole time.
My relatives aren't boring. They're odd. But that's what makes them fun.
Mom, what sounds like more fun? Water skiing or watching Aunt Edna take out her teeth?
They're both fun. Look, if we can fit any vacation while we're up in Traverse City, that's great. But your father and I have already agreed that this trip is about my cousin's wedding.
Hey, guys.
All right. Oh,
boogie boards. Yeah.
What is all that?
Stuff I borrowed for the wedding.
And do you plan to use the boogie board for the ceremony or the reception?
I'll just wait to see what everyone else is doing.
Wow, this is going to be a really cool wedding.
Not only that, Alice is going up to Wilson's cabin. We can do some fly fishing. We can join those guys if there's time. Water skiing and off-roading.
Yes! Oh, off-roading, that'd be awesome.
Tim, there's not going to be any time for all that stuff. Here, guys, you do this.
How much time does a wedding take? It's I do, we cut the cake, we're on the lake.
No, there's not just the wedding. We got the family barbecue, the rehearsal dinner, the rehearsal, and don't forget Aunt Edna's surprise birthday brunch.
I'm not going to miss any of the family events. I am really looking forward to Carol and Tom's wedding.
Lisa and Jeff.
I'm looking forward to their wedding, too.
Drive so fast.
I just want to make sure I don't miss 1 minute of that arrival dinner.
Yeah, right.
What activity are you trying to squeeze in before the dinner? Water skiing?
Absolutely not.
We're going fly fishing.
Mark.
Tim.
Floor it, Dad.
Oh, isn't this cute?
Oh, it's real cute, yeah.
Look, they gave us fruit.
Cute fruit. That's great. Boys. Your room is through here. Hurry up. That last pit stop your mom crossed is like 12 minutes.
Well, excuse me. I just didn't feel comfortable using a coffee can at 55 miles per hour.
It's too bad. That's one of the perks of driving my car.
I'll try to remember that next time.
You sure you don't want to go fly fishing with us?
No, I got to wash up and work on the poem that I'm writing for the wedding.
All right.
Hi! It's great to see you again.
It is.
You don't know who I am, do you?
No, I don't.
I'm Bonnie, Jill's second cousin. Uncle Tubby's daughter.
Gosh, how's Uncle Tubby doing?
He's been dead for 10 years.
So he's doing the same, then, isn't he?
Right. Anyway, some good news. I just put together an early arrival cocktail party. Doesn't that sound like just too much fun?
Ooh, way too much. I don't think we can make it. The boys and everything.
Hi, Bonnie.
Chill.
We'll be there.
Great. It's at 5 o'clock. I'll see you there. Okay.
5 o'clock? Boys, hurry up. We only have an hour and a half to go fly fishing, thanks to Cousin Chubby.
Wilson, this is the life, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Guys communing with nature.
Mm-hmm.
Getting away from the city. In the clutches of a suffocating, domineering mother who won't allow her son to grow up.
Oh, Al. Forget mother. Immerse yourself in the tranquility of the river.
You're right, Wilson. So peaceful out here. Why spoil it?
All right.
We're finally here.
All right, boys. Fish fast. We got 53 minutes, all right? Look, it's Al Albean. What's the deal with these fish? Even at a single bite.
Dad, we've only been here 7 minutes.
Hey, Wilson, can you show us how to do that forward cast?
Certainly, lad. You hold your rod at 1 o'clock. You end up at 10 o'clock.
Dad, he said 10 o'clock.
I didn't know he meant 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Well, Tim, I see you're as adept at fly fishing as you were at ice fishing.
I'll bet you $20 I can catch more fish than you.
You're on.
Tim, Al, we're not here to compete. We're here to achieve a higher consciousness.
He's right, Tim. By creating a competition, we insult the spirit of the river.
I'm so sorry, River. But you can help me out by burping up a couple of them fish, okay?
I have to warn you that even an accomplished fisherman can spend hours out here and not catch anything.
Hey, guys, I got one!
See y'all. We're a little fly fishing today, and boy, did we catch a lot of flies.
Here we are,
just like I promised, with 30 seconds to spare.
You should have taken that 30 seconds to shower.
And Edna, good to see you. All right, that's nice. Stop hitting me. Tell me to stop hitting me.
Tim, why are you getting up so early? Come back to bed.
Got a lot of fun stuff to squeeze in today, and I can't waste time in bed with you.
Thank you.
my cousin Lisa on her wedding day.
Hey, Jill, I
can... No, wait. Shh. As the gentle wind kisses the morning dew...
Everything you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
Trying to help.
To my cousin Lisa on her wedding day.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it.
What are the boys doing?
They should be in there getting their suits and we're going to go water skiing.
You're going skiing now?
Yeah, the wedding's for 4 hours. You can finish your poetry. We'll be back in plenty of time.
Oh, I'm so sick of working on this poem. I've spent the last 2 hours trying to come up with a rhyme for matrimony.
It's easy. Schmatrimony.
Why didn't I think of that?
If you're bored with this, why don't you come with us for a little bit? I'll let you drive the boat. You get a little color.
Boy, it sure would be fun to go out there with you guys for a while. Oh, maybe I'll do it.
All right. I borrowed my buddy Tony's boat. It's got that inboard big block V8.
Tony's boat. That's the one with the roller rockers and the supercharged 454.
How did you know that?
You cry it out in your sleep at least once a week.
My kid, good going.
Hey, we're your kids too. How can we pull our butts?
Hey, give me the water skiing gene. What you do with it's your business. Attaboy!
Now.
Oh, really? What's that supposed to mean?
Just don't be ashamed of it. You used to be a good athlete, and now you write poetry and go to weddings. All right, let's head back.
Hey, we head back when I say we head back.
Get it!
You don't want to be late for the wedding.
Are you sure Mom's well enough to go?
She's fine, okay?
I can't believe this. I have a bandage on my nose, a sprained wrist, my knee is sore, and my butt is completely black and blue.
You got some color.
Do you think that's funny?
Not if you don't.
There is no way that I can show my face at this wedding.
Oh, darn it. We so wanted to go.
Do you think that's funny?
Not if you don't. I could never go to that party and enjoy myself knowing that my mother was back here suffering. I know it's not funny, Mom. I know.
Comb your hair and get your ties ready. Honey, you've got to go to this wedding.
Why do I have to go?
Ha ha ha! I have a million reasons. It's your favorite cousin, and you'd hate yourself forever if you didn't go.
Actually, I'd hate you.
I thought of that, too. I'm really sorry I wasn't looking where I was going in the boat, okay?
I cannot believe that I let you talk me into water skiing.
I didn't talk you into it. You wanted to go. If you let go of the rope, you wouldn't be hurt right now.
You actually think this is my fault?
Not if you don't. Honey, you can't let some nicks and cuts and contusions stop you from going. Heck, if I did that, I wouldn't go anywhere.
There is no way that I can get up in front of all of these people.
You look great. And once you put your makeup on, no one's even gonna notice.
My makeup is on.
Looks quite natural.
Everybody's staring at me.
No, they're not.
Then who are they staring at?
Who do you think? Star of Tool Time.
And now, Lisa's cousin, Jill Taylor, has prepared a poem on the grace and sanctity of marriage.
Go get him, honey.
I'm not going up there.
They're waiting for you. Come on.
Oh!
Oh, sorry.
I don't want to do this.
Go.
Are you all right,
Mike? I'm fine. To my cousin, Lisa, on her wedding day. As a gentle wind kisses the morning dew.
A little louder. We can't hear you.
As a gentle wind kisses the morning dew.
I'll just move. Excuse me.
It's gonna be a long ride home.
Honey, you know, it's true what they say. No matter how great the vacation, it's always good to be home, huh?
Don't touch me. Don't.
Always good to be home. Well, guys, I bet there's something we can all learn from this.
Yeah, that a nose can be broken more than once in a day.
I don't think that's it.
Mom is never gonna forgive you for this one. Yeah, I'm just glad we got one great weekend in before everything came to a crashing end.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. Sorry you're so dead, Dad.
I am not dead. I've got a million ideas up here how to make this up to your mom.
Are any of them good?
Not a one.
That's 454, that's a boat, say. Supercharger, roller rockers. Tony, hit it, Tony. That's 454.
Tim.
That's
454. Tim.
Tony, Tony, honey, hi. Boy, I was having a good dream.
What are you doing down here? You never came to bed.
I was afraid if I roll over, I'd finish you off. I really feel bad that you got all banged up this weekend.
Yeah, me too. It would have been nice to show up at the wedding without any hairline fractures.
You wouldn't have got hurt at all if I weren't so obsessed with having fun.
Well, I gotta admit, that's another thing that really made me mad. You guys got to have all the fun.
Well, look, I promise, next family wedding we go to, we'll all have no fun together.
Where's all this stuff?
Oh. I wrote you a little poem. Maybe you'd like to listen to it before you start laughing at me.
I'm sorry.
I was going to buy you jewelry and maybe some flowers. Instead, I stayed up till the wee morning hours, thinking about how lucky I am. Boy, I'm hungry. I feel like ham. My selfishness I will try to conquer. I'm sorry I bopped you on your honker. I'll love you forever, even when you're old. If you don't like this poem, I've got the florist on hold.
All right, Dad, now remember. 1 o'clock, 10 o'clock. 1 o'clock,
yeah, that 10. That is good. Let me have this.
What are you guys doing?
Just getting a little fly fishing practice before church.
Honey, hurry up. We're going to be late.
All right, just one more.